That said, it still suffers a perception problem. People, in some instances, think of it as a rich man's meat, a luxury, not a staple. Others find the taste, well, too gamey. Suzanne Campbell spoke to chef Jess Murphy about how to treat venison in the kitchen.
We've got a beautiful loin of venison from Clare. It's a loin, so there's no fat on it, so it cooks really quickly.
The loin is the easiest way for people to maybe start cooking venison, because they can just literally put it on a pan for 5 minutes.
It's like the fish finger of venison.
Yeah.
The beginner's guide. I get my venison off Gourmet Game. They're based in Scariff. Eamon, I've been working with for like 17 years, I think. And I actually heard about Eamon because my beautician actually shot Game.
Wow.
And she was like, I know this guy and Claire doing venison. Do you want his number? I was like, absolutely. So from then on, I've been dealing with Eamon, all sorts of venison, loin, mince, haunch, the whole shebang.
Damo's
got some
tzatziki
here. I think this is tzatziki,
Damo.
That one is, yeah.
Yeah. One of the things about venison that we're getting to know more about is its super healthy qualities.
Oh, 100%. Like, super high in protein, super low in fat. You know, the animals are grazing on medicinal herbs. That's all what we should be eating. The deer population has exploded. You know, if you have 20 deer in 5 years, you're going to have 120. Okay, they breed that fast. Mm-hmm. It is Ireland's most sustainable meat source right now. You know, what I'd like to see, I'd like to see it in mainstream. Even mince, highly affordable compared to beef mince. Lasagnas, koftas, meatballs. You know, everyone's going mad about high protein, low fat at the moment. This is the original source. I think it's a huge cultural connection, especially with the Gaeltacht and the Irish game and nature and folklore. I mean, even the Aran Island jumper, like, that's all representing milk to the blackberry stitch to the honeycomb stitch to the lobster pockets. You know, so everything is related to folklore.
Now, you grew up, obviously, in New Zealand, and hunting, killing animals, eating their meat was part of your life.
I'm the creepazoid at a dinner party talking about how I used to make bullets for my dad and my brother for pocket money on the kitchen table, you know, when I was 7.
How did you make the bullets?
Oh, we had, it's like a stamp, it's on the table, and so it spins around. So then ball bearings, gunpowder, spins around, you clamp it, and then clamp the shots closed.
Wow.
I used to go duck shooting with dad. My stepbrother, Philip, would go hunting wild boar as well. We have a lot of wild boar in New Zealand. So we traditionally hunt wild boar with dogs and knives. We don't use guns for boar. I think it's a Māori tradition of not using a gun with a pig.
Yeah.
So the dogs would circle the boar, and then you jump on the boar's back and you slit its throat. You gut the boar out in the forest. You leave all the entrails in the forest for other forest animals, and then you tie the front legs around your shoulders and the back legs in front of your waist, and you carry it out like a little backpack.
Wow, so that proper wild food sensibility is a big part of you.
Oh, 100%. Like, I've been diving for abalone since I was 10. And I say to everyone, we weren't rich, but it was really funny because when I moved over to Europe, I knew how to cook venison. I knew how to cook mallard. I knew how to do all these things. So I was working in Wales at the time, working for quite a posh place. They were like, how do you know all this? My grandmother used to hang up a sheep on the farm in this old tree and then gut out the sheep and rabbits. So we always knew how to survive. Desert island person would be me.
You're the person to bring.
Yes. Deserted island, I would definitely find us food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll remember that, Jess.
So see how we've got the cross section, like, that's perfectly cooked. Lovely and pink inside. We serve it with pomegranate molasses jus, and then we also serve it with a parsnip puree, some Roscoff onions and some salsify. So you're really getting the best of the roots there.
Oh, so beautifully flavoured. How many days would this have been hanging?
Eamon hangs these for a week, only a week. I don't like my game to be overly gameful. Sometimes people get a bit ego-y, saying the feathers should fall off the game and all this kind of stuff. I'm not into that. 7 days maximum. I don't want it to go over that. Oh, 100%, we need to normalise the venison. Like the koftas, burgers, the lasagna, like venison steak sandwiches. You know, we just need to bring all that back and normalise it for everybody in Ireland. mince is so accessible. It's from Ireland. It's wild. I mean, everybody's going protein belubas. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd rather drink oat milk with protein powder in it than rather than have a venison burger. So, you know, all these fake protein foods, when you just have something amazing that's grown on the island that will support Irish jobs, Irish people, Irish restaurants, creating that circular economy. Absolutely. For everybody.
And it's the most circular possible, because we have so many pockets in Ireland with a lot of deer that need controlling. The retailers and the people supplying venison are trying to get more people to eat it. And if you treat it as a restaurateur in the way that you do, in such an attractive, delicious fashion, that circle then becomes full, because the consumer at the end of the day has to want to eat it.
Yeah, that's it. I'd love to see it in supermarket ready meals. It is seen as either a rich person's food or something on the back burner that your grandparents used to eat. But if we normalise it by putting it in beautiful ready meals and making it affordable, not everybody can go to the farmer's market and buy venison. Mm-hmm. If we make it enticing enough for everybody, I'd love to see it across the board. I'd love to buy venison mince in a supermarket.
There's no reason that shouldn't be the case.
No, people go on about supermarkets and blah, 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 blah. But really, the whole population of Ireland shops in a supermarket. Yeah. So let's take the snobbery out of venison and mainstream it.
Suzanne Campbell with Jess Murphy. And the two best-selling dishes in Jess's restaurant, Kai Galway? Venison meatballs at lunch and venison loin at dinner. Mark the moment, folks. There has been a pronounced shift in the Irish palate.